I could hear her growling, closer, somewhere in the darkness when the lights of a car swung around the mountain and lit up the snow-covered ground. The she-wolf hesitated, blinded, and I jumped for the road, waving my hands over my head. Stop! A man rushed from the vehicle. He shouted something I didn't understand before gesturing at the passenger door. Get in truck! I'd never met a Russian, but I'd heard the accent before on a radio program. I was too grateful for his appearance to question him about it. Where you need go? Anywhere I can find a change of clothes. I was without money now and would need to get help from the rancher to return home. As much as I hated to admit I'd had a setback, I saw no other choice.
My partner keeps a cabin a mile or so from here. Let's get you dressed, red man.
He was cordial enough for a white man. Enough that soon I would regret what I had to do to him and his friend.